This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
I asked a very important question in an upcoming episode of Counterthink, which airs every 6 p.m. Central Time at Infowars.com. And then the episodes are posted a few days later at Counterthink.com. And they're hosted at Reel.video as well. But if you want to watch it as soon as it's out broadcasting, just go to Infowars.com Sundays at 6 p.m. I asked a very important question in this, realizing that the police in many liberal cities are incredibly corrupt. And it now appears obvious that the police in some cities like Portland are on the side of the Antifa terrorists. The police are literally acting on the behalf of Antifa. They are complicit in Antifa, committing felony assaults against peaceful prayer groups who have permits to walk down the street in Portland, Oregon. The police are conspiring against their own citizens, and they are allowing armed Antifa terrorists to assault peaceful prayer groups. And the police of Portland, the PDD, PPD, Portland Police Department, PPD, they are actively siding with terrorists. Now, it doesn't mean every man and woman of the police in Portland is a bad person, but they're following orders. And the police chief is obviously a radical left-wing, anti-America, Trump-hating socialist who sides with Antifa terrorists. And so they are not only allowing armed Antifa terrorists to assault peaceful prayer groups, the Portland police are funneling them into the direction, into the prayer group. They're actually funneling the Antifa agitators and thugs so that they will cause a confrontation. I mean, this is lawlessness. This is Portland police being complicit in felony crimes, in felony assault. And I'm telling you, the police chief of Portland, Oregon should be arrested and should be charged with complicity, a conspiracy to engage in felony assault, multiple felony assaults on peaceful protesters, peaceful marchers who are part of the prayer group in Portland, Oregon. The police chief is a disgrace to law enforcement. And those police officers who follow the orders of these pro-Antifa, anti-American police chiefs, those police officers had better realize that they are also complicit in carrying out felony assault crimes against innocent people in their own state. And if they don't wake up and take action against their own police chief, they should like mutiny and arrest their own police chief, put them in handcuffs. If they don't do this, they are going to themselves be subject to mass arrest, because there's a day coming, I believe, where Trump declares Antifa to be a terrorist organization, and any who are complicit in aiding and abetting terrorists will be complicit in aiding domestic terrorism. They will be charged with conspiracy charges. And the National Guard will be deployed in states, again, if this happens. National Guard will be deployed in states like Oregon and probably Washington State and probably California and others to halt the domestic terrorism of these radical left-wing Antifa groups and to halt any of those who are aiding and abetting those radical violent terrorist groups. And it's going to be a little bit shocking and chaotic and, perhaps fascinating at one level to find out whether the police in Portland are going to side with law and order or if they're going to side with terrorism and lawlessness. Because if they side with terrorism and lawlessness, then I think, it's going to be, I don't want to make too many predictions here because I've been pro-police all these years, pro-law enforcement, keep the peace, keep neighborhoods peaceful and civil, stop the violence. But what do you do when the police themselves have become the violent terrorists? And I got to say, part of the answer to that is the citizens will stop them. The citizens have a duty to stop them. The citizens of rural Oregon, if this happens, would have a not only a duty, but the state constitutionally protected right to stop terrorists who are wearing a badge. I mean, just because you wear a badge absolutely does not give you absolute power to commit felony crimes against innocent citizens. In fact, if you wear a badge, you should be held to more scrutiny than anyone else. And in many cases, that's exactly what happens. People who wear badges are held to more scrutiny. But just because these people wear a badge doesn't mean that they can't be arrested for terrorism. I mean, I can see a scenario, it's not the most likely scenario, but I can see a scenario where the chief of police is arrested by federal agents and multiple top men and women in blue are arrested and charged with conspiracy to commit felonious assaults on innocent citizens. I can see this happening in places like Oregon. Again, it's not a major prediction. It's probably more likely to not happen than it is to happen, but it could happen. It's one of the possible scenarios. Because, you know, look, if you're wearing a uniform, your goal should be to protect and serve. To protect. Don't forget the protect part. You're supposed to stop violence. Like in Portland, you're supposed to stop Antifa from throwing bombs at peaceful prayer group protesters. You're supposed to stop Antifa from wielding weapons and spraying peaceful protesters with pepper spray. And yet the Portland police stand down and do nothing. They do nothing. And you got to think, there are members inside the Portland Police Department who wanted to do something, but they couldn't afford to lose their jobs. They couldn't afford to lose a paycheck. So they went along with the traitorous police chief. And I don't even know who that is. I don't know if it's a man or a woman. Most likely a man. Most likely a libtard. Anti-American libtard police chief, because that's who always gets to be police chiefs in these liberal cities. That police chief, I bet you his own men and women hate his guts. And I bet you they are sick and tired of following orders from these demented lunatic libtards who are running things in places like Portland, Oregon, or San Francisco, or Los Angeles, or Seattle, Washington, and so on. Just remember, if you wear a badge, ultimately we the people are going to hold you responsible for upholding your job to protect and serve. If you don't protect innocent people, if you actively join the terrorists, then you're going to have to answer for that probably at the hands of federal law enforcement or the National Guard. You will be arrested at some point if this happens. And, you know, you can only blame yourself. If you're a police officer, you're wearing a badge, you're supposed to protect people. But if you're out there allowing Antifa to carry weapons and assault people on the streets of cities like Portland, then you're not doing your job. And even worse, you're betraying your country. You're betraying your fellow citizens. And you should expect that you will unleash consequences for your own actions. You should expect that to happen. Because you know, eventually, feds are probably going to come lock you up with the support of the people. So we'll see what happens. Watch more videos at real.video. Hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. God bless America. Be safe.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium,
arsenic, mercury, much more. Also, glyphosate, an herbicide, and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.